Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Monday, January 22nd, 2018, and we have just a whopper of a ship schedule today. 36 vessels on the... I don't think I've ever seen one this big, although I'm sure that from time to time they have gotten this large. So I thought today we'd talk about the ships and why there are so many here and why, you know, have we suddenly become the most popular place on the West Coast? Well, in a way, but for reasons that are have to do probably more with the weather than anything else. We are a huge wheat portal here, meaning that, you know, we're one of the biggest wheat portals, certainly in the United States, for wheat exports. But usually the ship schedule is, boy, on a really good day, about 20 ships. Well, right now we have a lot more. Well, if you have been watching the ship schedule and the weather, you know that the Columbia River Bar was on red status for a lot of the weekend. I mean, we had one buoy registering 60-foot waves off the mouth of the Columbia River, way out in the ocean. And so there were ships out there. The Columbia River Bar was on red status, which means that very limited ship traffic coming and going across the Columbia River Bar. So all the ships that were in port were staying there, and all the ships that wanted to come in were circling around outside the mouth of the Columbia, or just simply staying in the ports that they were already in to stay out of this pretty horrendous weather. So let's take a look at who we have today, and then we'll kind of go through what all these ships here. It's pretty amazing. 18 vessels inbound today. We have 5 in the Astoria anchorage. We have 13 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. So our first arrival in the river is the Yangtze Eternal. She's arriving from Russia, headed for Vancouver. Her cargo, I think, is bentonite clay. She'll pass Astoria around 2 a.m. and could already be in Vancouver by about 8 a.m. The Island Spirit, arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver, Washington. Copper Concentrate, I think, is her cargo to pick up there. She also passed Astoria around 2 a.m. and could already be by now at the Port of Vancouver. The Sheila Ann is arriving from Mexico. She's headed for Rainier, opposite Longview on the Columbia River. She is, I think, a Canadian Shipping Lines vessel loaded with gypsum. There are gypsum mines in Mexico. She came up the coast, and she's going to go to Rainier, unload that gypsum. These are specially designed ships that have their own conveyor system inside to move the cargo from the hold out to a conveyor that is on land at that U.S. gypsum plant. And it's really interesting to watch that ship unload itself, essentially. So she'll pass Astoria around 2:30 a.m. By 6 a.m. this morning, she could have been at that U.S. gypsum plant, which is just opposite Longview on the Washington side, on the Oregon side of the river, a little bit downriver from the bridge there at Longview. The GB Corrado is arriving from China. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage. She maybe got there about 6 a.m. The Liberty Grace is arriving from Singapore, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be arriving there around 6 a.m. The Icy Bay is arriving from Russia, headed for Longview's anchorage. She, I think, is picking up petcoke there at the port of Longview. She'll pass Astoria around 6 a.m., could be in Longview by 9:30. So we've had a lot of ships, in theory, already coming in to the river. They're just going to have a busy schedule all day trying to get all these vessels coming and going. And some of them are ones that probably wanted to come into the river earlier, and now they're all sort of all trying to get in now that there's a break in the weather. The Simona Energy is arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage, maybe there by about 8 a.m. So we could see a number of ships in the Astoria anchorage today and during the week. The Michigan Highway is arriving from Richmond, headed for Portland. She has Toyotas on board. Boy, those car carriers just bounce around in that bad weather out there, so they must be very glad, as probably all the vessels out there, their crews are going to be very glad to be in the river for a little bit when they do get here. The Michigan Highway, 8 a.m., passing Astoria, probably in Portland by 2 p.m. The MG Sakura is arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be heading upriver eventually to pick up wheat. The Goya is arriving from China, also headed for Vancouver, Washington. She's picking up wheat. She will pass Astoria around 9:30 and arrive in Vancouver around 3:30. PM. The Pegasus is arriving from China, headed for the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria. She's another wheat ship. She'll be arriving there around 10 a.m. The Honey Island is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. I think her cargo ultimately will be potash at the port of Portland, but she's coming in to drop her anchor in our anchorage off Astoria here at about 9:30 a.m. The Atlantic Vera Cruz is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. Wheat will be her cargo eventually. She'll arrive in the Anchorage around 11:30 a.m. The Astoria Bay is arriving from China. She is a petroleum tanker. She'll pass Astoria around 11:30. You might see her in Portland by about 5:30 p.m. The Shang King is arriving from Everett, headed for Portland, another car carrier with Toyotas on board. She'll pass Astoria around 6 p.m. You might see her in Portland by around midnight, or at least her running lights. The Kypros Spirit is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage. Might see her there at about 6 or 6:30 this evening. The Lyra Leader is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Vancouver, Washington. Subaru's on board there, another car carrier. Passing Astoria around midnight, maybe in Vancouver by about 6 a.m. on Tuesday. The Four Emerald is arriving from San Francisco, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage. Soda Ash is her cargo, which means she's headed for the port of Portland. So she'll be sitting in that Vancouver Anchorage, which is actually between the two ports there. The Willamette splits off there, and there's that Vancouver Anchorage off of the on the Columbia. So she'll pass Astoria around midnight. Might see her in Vancouver by about 6 a.m. on Tuesday. In the Astoria Anchorage, the Sangha Heroes headed for Vancouver to pick up wheat at about 1:30 a.m. In Vancouver by about 7:30 a.m. this morning. So a lot of early morning traffic on the river today. The Liberty Grace heading for Longview to pick up logs at about 5 p.m. That would put her in Longview by about 8:30. And the Sea Marathon awaiting orders, along with the West Pacific and the Consolidator. And so we've got 13 outbounders. I don't know if I have enough time to talk about all these in the time I've got this morning. But basically they're, just an overview here. Bulk carriers. I think there's one car carrier heading out, the New Century 2. Everybody else is logs and wheat and gypsum. That Sheila Ann ship will be heading out pretty quickly this time. But let's just talk a little bit about conditions and what's going on. We have that gale warning that is going to be in effect from tomorrow morning to tomorrow evening. That could give us 47 knot winds, 54 mile per hour winds. So the weather is going to be getting worse again out there. The marine weather forecast is for southwest winds 15 to 20 knots, easing to 5 to 10 later on. Wind waves from the southwest 3 feet at 14 seconds, but those west swells are 14 feet high, so they're still up there. That means you could easily have, that's a significant wave height forecast, you could easily have 20-foot waves out there in the ocean. But over the weekend, let's just talk a little bit about what was happening there. There was a ship traffic backup, as I said, 60-foot waves recorded. The wave rider buoy that's usually off Clatsop Spit, that morning, I guess it was Thursday morning when I was reporting, when I was getting ready to do the ship report at home really early, buoy just stopped transmitting. And that's not the usual thing. There was no data for 2 hours. There was no data from that buoy because the waves were so big. The last wave recorded on that buoy off Clatsop Spit was 50 feet high. And it ripped that buoy out of its moorings, and it ended up on the beach on the Long Beach Peninsula, which gives you an idea of the prevailing currents along the coast, that the current does move northwards. So things that go out of the mouth of the river tend to go northward. Just to give you an idea, in 2007, when we had that terrible storm, waves were recorded, or at least estimated off the mouth of the river by the bar pilots, of it being about 70 feet. And it shows you that the ships out there could handle. They slow way down. In fact, there are ships out there right now, if you look at marinetraffic.com, circling around out there. They just hunkered down, slowed down. It's called heaving to, and they just waited out the weather. So ships are pretty hardy out there, and the mariners on board them as well. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful day.